Also, Parshas Shemini.
Good morning. Parshas Shemini, you're privileged this year to be given 3 full weeks to learn Parshas Shemini. It's already 3 weeks since. So we have 3 weeks time, so we should be now about on for Shvi. Okay, I'll be a bit more lenient, and we'll start from Shishi. Everybody's at least for Shishi. And we hope to try and go through some of the psukim from Shishi till the end of the Sedra, and explaining just the posh the pshat. If you look at the parsha from Shmini, from Shishi to the end, there's basically 3 main subjects there. Each subject is a goyse sugya. If you look in detail, there are 12 subjects there, but in roughly 3 subjects. The first subject is which animals are kosher to eat and which animals are not kosher to eat. Animals include the whole animal kingdom. It includes mammals, it includes birds, it includes shrotzim, the kipikoli, it includes fishes, includes chagobim, locusts. So there we discuss which one is kosher and which one is not kosher. The Torah uses, and you can call it a bold expression, Eile ha-tmeim lochem. Behemot Torah, behemot tmeim. We call it behemot tmeim. Adov ha-acha, chazir, behemot tmeim. What do you mean behemot tmeim? If you touch a chazir, you don't become tomer. If it's alive, the behemot tmeim is the species. The kind of animal is not kosher for human consumption, to be eaten. That's why we use, you can call it a bald expression. You can say, no, this is the expression of tomer. Tomer also includes whether the animal is allowed to be eaten and not allowed to be eaten. That's called the Torah and tomer, which is not connected to the parsha of tumah v'tahara. If you look for the halachas, which animal is kosher, which animal not, you don't look to say the taras. You find it in chulin, to say the kochim. Because it's not the shal of tumah v'tahara, it's the shal of isa v'het, whether you're allowed to eat or not. The second subject is taka tumah v'tahara. The second subject in Shemini is, if you touch a dead animal, if you touch a dead animal, if you carry it, if you eat it, are you tumah or not? There we talk about the transmission of tumah. Whether you become tumah through your contact with this animal. There's another subject altogether. I think there is 34 times it says tumah. And then it's passed. You shish and shvi, 35 times tumah. Most of the time it says tumah, it means that the second group. Tumah toil. You touch it, you tumah, you're not tumah. And there's only 4 out of them, I think, which are talking about animals, behemoth mayor and behemoth tahar. So there's 2 subjects of tumor. One is which animals allowed to eat, which you call behemoth mayor, but the shkots in Ramos, we call it shekets, it means it's not allowed to eat, 1 subject. The second subject is dine, tumor, tahar, whatever is involved with it. For example, heksher is a whole mesech, the machshirin, is a mesech. And then we come to the third article, to the third parsha. That is, if you are tumor, and you want to become Tomer, how do you become Tomer? You don't say, ach, mine, boy, make your mind, here to 1 posuk of Sahafa, posuk of 7 words, but this is the whole receptor of Mikvoz. That receptor of Mikvoz is in those words. Before I go back to the animal, I'll say a word about the Mikra. Ach, mine, boy, make your mind, here to. We learn there, if you're Tomer, and you go to the Mikra, you become Tomer. Not 100% correct. This is not the posh the pshat the posse. That's not pshat the posse. How you have to learn chumish? Because it says like this: ach ba mayon a well a river a spring upoy mikumayim and the pool of gathering. Should be taught. You know who should be taught? The water. You're talking about the water. A mayan is taught. A mikvah is taught. What do you mean a mikvah is taught? You take a dead mouse, or you take a dead behemoth, and you put it into the mikvah, or you put it into a mayon, or mayon next to it without touching, is a kohen gadol, takes a bit of water for his menachas, but the water is toil. Because it has immunity. A mayon or a mikvah with immunity of tumah. That was just possible. Possible, just possible. Ach, mayon, but mikvah, mayon, what is the thing? Yet the waters of the mikvah of the mayon are toil. Then Rashi brings the Rabbi Seidu Dorshu. There's a drash. The drash is in kilo you add on a few words. Yetor is a drash. Ha-toyber v'hem yetor. That's not the Poshim Shad. That's a drash. We talk about the mikveh. Ha-toyber v'hem yetor. Yeah. But I don't think we'll have time today to discuss here with mikvos. It's enough to speak about animals. I don't think we'll reach the mikvos. I just want to get this clear. The poshut shat the poshut means the water is toil, the mikveh is toil. The chazal dashen. Ach, mayim boy mikveh mayim. What's the deal? If somebody toivers in it, this you have to add on. Sura mechza vorek tona in the poshut. Chasura mechza vorek tona. If somebody toivers in it, he toil, then he is toil. So, these are the three in yomim. So the first thing I want to start, which animals are kosher and which animals are not kosher. So shteto. Go to Seder. That don't seem to be here. Improvise. Steht im Posten das euch, weil ihr da bin. Hashem. Shishi, wie seht ihr? Weil ihr da bin, Hashem, und Moish, will auch nehmen alleihem. Da wird der Israel immer so, ich sag, Chayo, Asher, Teuchlu. Chayo means a living animal, nicht Tafka, wild animal, Chayo. Chayo can include the Hamer, can include the Chayo. Asher toichu, that you're allowed to eat mikol abem asher al oretz. From here we can see, whenever you want to study the animals, you see in the Torah, gewaltige chidushim that people didn't know. From all the animals in the whole world, there's only those which are mentioned in the Torah that have got either one or two simonim. The simonim that we're going to bring now are the only animals that have got two simonim. What are they? Koil mafreses paso v'shesah shesa proses. The foot, at the bottom of the foot of an animal, has got two toes, it's completely split. Also it chews the cud. It eats, you see in the field where you see sheep or you see cows, they don't eat. They eat that. Sometimes they go down to the ground to eat. But the most of the time, that's chewing the cud. They eat it, it goes down in one stomach, comes up again, and then it gets digested in the second, third, and fourth stomach. This you can eat. I'll show you what's in some. I can't show you a malagero, so that's only you can only see when it's alive, but I will show you a mafis parso. Now, in Parshas Re'eh, there is an addition which we don't have in Parshas. I think it's easy to touch your hands and drink it. I'm not going to fish. Fish here. You have fish here. Oh. Yeah, no. Finish, forget it. This is the foot of a sheep. The foot of a sheep. Oysa techeilut. If it has got this simon, now if you look at it here, there are two hooves, two exactly, and you can look through them. It's an opening, you can look through them, you can start it up with a few times. So here, it's got completely, look from the back, has got two hooves, this is mafrish parsa. From the top, you only see a little bit, but the camel, you see that as well, but the camel is not kosher. has been right through and through. And here if you look, your mom is split him, and there are these two parsois, which are shoysaz shesa porosa, it's completely split. This is from a sheep. Now if you look in Parsha A, it says steht im Re'ei, hier da wie says, which one you need to be able to Re'ei, they're actually number down, their name. One is Shoya, and then the second word is Zayzim. This is Shoya, this is Shoya. You know what the Yichus of this is? When you want to have Gala Rete, for Gala, Gala. Some people love it, and some people, Gala Rete. You take the fat of this part. Als one is bezig schieten, the kitchen, the butcher needed a foot for galeret. So what do you do? He sent a special person to stand there the whole day in the schieten. Why? Because schieten goes with number. Number one, number two, let's say they check 50. Out of 50, 15 are kosher. 20 are kosher, you're lucky. Depends how much you are. If you are some places, 40 are kosher. Okay, but 50, 10, 15 are kosher. How does the system go? Number one gets shechted, yeah? And then he gets shechted, he goes poisoned, he gets skinned, and then he gets opened up. Then the sheikh has to go in with it, to go in with his hand. He has to feel the lung, whether it's no silkas, no strings attached to it. And then he can already decide then kosher or not kosher. If he doesn't know, if he couldn't find the psul, he says, wait. Then 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, they take out the whole lung, put it on the table, he's got the machine, he blows it up, and then he takes off the little skins to make sure it's kosher. That can take a half an hour from the time you shech, by the time you know whether it's kosher. The first thing you do, you cut off the legs. So how do you know which legs are on the kosher animals or not kosher animals? He's standing a yid there, he's got the helmet because they throw it down the four legs, he picks them up, he puts number one on it, he makes a nice pile of it. And then comes number two, he makes a pile number two. Number three. The sheikh tells number three is an availer, goes straight in the bin. Because someone's way don't need to go further. What the sheikh didn't work out, it's an availer, goes straight in the bin. And then he goes further, and number six is kosher. Oh, the six puts in a bag, puts it aside. So he stands there the whole day to know which one of the leg belongs to the kosher animal. The same you have to do with the tongue. So he just stands there, it's come up his only job. He straight after shriek, he pulls out the tongue, he waits till the behemoth fades. He pulls out the tongue, puts a number on it. Because again, later the tongue gets cut off the second thing. I've cut the leg, cut off the head. And the tongue goes with it. So it goes to another department. You have a number. And the numbers are the ones that come there when later you find out which numbers are kosher, and then you go back to the lung, you go back to the liver, everything the same. You're going to have the best shaykh, Ayir Shemayim, Amom Chagotel. If it's not well organized, and they get mixed up, you can buy it for shvuas, people buy it, go for a tongue, the kuvit, the yontif, and celebrate yom with a tongue with a speciality. You eat veile, straight from mamas. If the organ is not good enough to have good shochtim, the organization has to be reliable in order to know which one of these animals, which part of that they eat, is actually belongs to a kosher animal, and which one belongs to a... Oh, I'm sure. I think we get everything again in a minute. So, go to the first part. So, state of the three animals: kvotzim and izim, sheep and goats, and cows.
Cows,
for it. Cows, yeah. Geht weiter, but it doesn't say here. He gets achas eloiteich, but the following shouldn't eat male agero, although they are male agero. Although there might be mafis pasa, es ha gomor. Where do I have a gomor here?
You might have seen this sheep before.
Every day. Es ha gomor. Now, what's wrong with the gomor?
Yeah.
two Gemalim I've got here, little ones. This Gomol is a Yichd. You know what the Yichd is? Mentioned in the Torah. Most animals, thousands of animals are not mentioned. The Gomol is mentioned. What is it mentioned about? Because it is Malekero. The Gomol also chews the cow, but it's not Matris Farsa. It doesn't have to split tooths. So it's not kosher. Not half kosher. It's in Mashmah, it's not kosher. It's half kosher. But I might say, at the end of the day, half kosher, not half kosher. Kosher hasn't got both simonim, it's possible. So this is the one to your Matris Farsa and Malekero. The next one is Veso Arneves. Oh, come on. Veso Arneves, Vesha Shofon. There's another two species, Arneves and the Shofon, which the din is, they are also posla. What's an Arneves? Arneves generally translated with a hair. You see this one? I imagine it's some of the family. Now those are Malekero. There was many years that they assumed, the Chokrim, that a hare is not Malekero. You know why they thought so? Because the one who's Malekero is a cow, a bull, and the sheep and the goats, but all three of them have got four stomachs. So the fourth stomach is the. Oh, they didn't know that they have a tachlis in life besides eating grass and eating carrots. The tachlis in life is to explain a part of the Torah. This is a tachlis. So. Yeah, so they didn't know, they always thought that the hare is not Malekero. You know why? Because the hare has only got one stomach. So according to their regulation, it has to be that the hare and the family are not Malekero. So eventually, many, many years later, I heard this story about 50 years ago, that they found there was an article that they watched hares and they normally eat in privacy, but they did realize that they are Malekero, although it's only one stomach. So the symbol is not the stomach, the symbol is the Malekero. If they are Malekero, then that's a kosher symbol. If they're not Malekero, that's not a kosher symbol. So these ones, the Shofon and the Arneves, to their families, both similar. Shofon and Arneves, they are both non-kosher, animals.
What's a Shofon? Arneves a hare?
A rabbit, a hare.
Okay.
You look in some Shimshon of Paul Hirsch, when it comes to these animals, nobody really knows what they are. He translates, where's Arneves, the Arneves, where's a Shofon and the Shofon. I let myself into it. That's it, the right translation. A Shofon is a Shofon, get it? Tradition. This is a goat. You will come and see. This is a goat. A goat is also one of the three animals that are kosher. Now, you know, if you get a live goat, you want to see whether it's split hooves exactly. It's either you go to a butcher and you get a dead piece, or you struggle with getting. And letting the animal examine their feet to know exactly what is Matris Farsa. I once walked in the countryside and I saw a dead sheep. Actually, it was a sheep, it wasn't a goat. I saw a dead sheep lying before half eaten up with the insects. I said, that's amazing, it's here for me. I can watch it and I can see whether I can see the Matris Farsa. I didn't want to touch it. So I lifted up one foot with my walking boot. I lifted up the, and I looked at it, mamish carefully, manachas, like here, I can show it to you, I can mamish see it, it's completely split, shut. And I continued to go on my way, and I thought to myself, imagine that was Erev Pesach. And I was on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. I was on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. And I prayed, especially I've got a few live sheep with you and you want to see it, so it's interesting you. And I was doing that on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Then I arrived there, good morning, Kohenim. I've got my sheep, I would like to bring home Pesach. Can you tell me your history? So you tell him what happened. Out! Get away! Get away, Yatoma! I didn't touch it, I promise you! No, Yatoma. Why are you Yatoma? Steht im Pasuk. Steht im Pasuk. And this brings us now to the second parasha. That brings us to the parasha of Tumah V'Tahara. After you've discussed with the animal of Torah, with as far as Torah, to eat him, what did you eat? Concerned like you said between you and your Tumah V'Tahara. After we have discussed which animal you can eat, which one you can't eat, now we're going to the next sugya. There's Tumah. Even by the behemoth, the Hoyo is no Tumah. He don't need to be a behemoth tomato to be Tumah. One is a lifetime, he shech to eat it. And one is, it's dead. And that is the end of Shvi. It says as the after Shvi, the Chiyomus. Min ha-behem ha-ashir lehem la-ochlo. If a behem that you're allowed to eat will die, ha-megea ben-iblose itman ta-ochel. If you touch the nevela, you become Tumah. How long? Go to the mikveh, wait till you're Tumah, and then you're Tumah. But that's only if you touch it. Now what if you touch it? Is your jacket Tumah? No. Because you touched it, there's an earth, I'm a rishon, so the jacket can't become a shame, the jacket is torn. Yet, we go a bit further. There are... No, he says we've lost it, the same posture. Chabas begot v'tomato. If I carry it, even without touching, if I carry it without doing it, I carry it with my foot, I carry it with my leg. No, he says we've lost it, but if you carry it, then you're not only Tumah. It's worse. You did touch it, less contact in your Tumah is worse. But noisy when the Chabas begot. Because you're not only you are Tumah, your glasses into the mikveh. Your watch into the mikveh. Your hat, but if it's made from a material that is Tumah V'Tahara, everything with the shoes, the whole lot. The whole lot is Tumah. Not only you, nor you've got to smell. That's the chilik between Tumah's Mago and Tumah's Maso. Here, this is another one which is a yichus that's mentioned in the Torah. It's a dover acher called the chazir, and this is also Tumah. But it's the only species in the whole animal kingdom that you find its mafre is parsha and it does not maligate. Oh, that's one only. Since Torah has been given, nobody has found another animal which has got either the simon of mafre is parsha on his own, or the simon of Malagay on his own, or the two simon, besides those 14 species mentioned in Torah. Three behemoths and seven chayas. It's pashtet, the zomer is one of them. This is a chaya, chaya tohoyo, because it's got mafis paso, it's not down here, mafis paso, and it's Malagay, it's a long way to be Malagay. It's mafis paso, Malagay. And therefore, a giraffe is kosher, and in the family of giraffes, there's another kosher one, which is a deer.
Why is a giraffe not mentioned in the Torah?
It is mentioned. Zomer. As I said, Tzvi Vayol, it's a deer. So these families are kosher because they have got the same two simonim, they have mafis paso and the malagay. The Zomer in Rei. Yeah, not everybody says that's what it is. If not, you might say it belongs to one of the other families. Eikev Rei. Rei says here. Zomer. Eze toichlu. Zoiz habem azot techelu shoy. Se kemosim lishze izim tishoy. We saw the pastor. The sick was in the shepherd and the easing the goats. Ayalu tzvi ve yachmu ve akoy ve dishoy usoy vo zomer. Zomer is generally accepted because it has come on horn state, and so that is a little stump which the giraffe has got here. As well as the choy kim tain and he was in the Rheingang, where Zomer is a giraffe. Now, let's go to the Shrotzim. The Shrotzim Unfortunately, the world is full of schnozzers.
One of the schnozzers was called Maselich. A Mas is called the Achbol.
Here, the mouse. I tried the whole day yesterday to get the real one. Oh. Like all of the Yoshi, what should I do? They didn't come. They knew I put out traps. I was in the countryside like yesterday morning. I put up traps, especially put traps. I thought, oh, I'm going to bring a real mouse. They didn't want, so what can I do?
We're
great. So what do you do if you have got mice in the house? Little nipper. You buy a mouse. That is an old-fashioned one. You have to set today. They set themselves. You always have to be careful not to touch your finger. And you put it out. Once took me, I think, an hour and a half, and I had one cold. You put it out with a bit of jam or a bit of peanut butter. And this mouse,
cheese.
Is it hungry?
Cheese.
This mouse is hungry? Yeah. They say other things that it's a bit hungry. So here we are. Oh! We caught him. Now, I don't want to touch him now because I'm hygienic. You know what I do? I tell it like this, and I go to the bin or into the garden, and I break it. Now, what tomb have I got? Tomb is Maga or tomb is Masa? Am I Tom? I didn't touch it. Do I need to go to Mikvah or not need to go to Mikvah? What's up, Tom? I need to go to Mikvah or not? We just learned before when we carry a dead sheep, or we carry part of a dead sheep. I think even this would be enough to make you Tom. I think this bit which came off from my trekker, I think that's excise boss on it. If it has, I'm not sure. Christ, Galahad, on it, and you can use it for my food. And this is not good. It's excise. It's excise. It's excise. It's not 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 excise. So, the Meister, Aloche, is not Tome. That's why you have to learn from Israel, Shiva, as a Shmini. And not only you have to see what it says, you have to see what it doesn't say. By the animal says, I said to him, read that before, I'm a careful, Nivlozich, Vanoi says, Nivlozich, Habes Begodov. Then it's Vein, then I shrots him. These are the shrots him. Now, when we tell you the eight shrots, now this is the first inning of Tumah Betara. This doesn't mean which one is kosher, which is not kosher. The same only taste, Shvayim Shrots, doesn't mean the other thousands of shrots are kosher. How's the Shalom? Here we're not talking about Issa Veheta, eating, not eating. We're only talking about Tumah. But the second subject about Tumah, in the second subject of Tumah, there's Shmoino Shrotzim, there's eight minim, and they are called Zelachem. Yeah, these are not mentioned in. In Shmini, they already mentioned here. Okay. Not mentioned there, go back to Shmini. And Pashtus, the Achbo means a mouse. Here we are. Yeah. Oh. 24 birds. ולילת דמו קונה של רב סגול כל ביום שמע בספאסו ואלה רב דור בשרץ אז אף תשמי החוילת והאחבו והצוב למיני והנוקו והכוח והטוב והחוימת והתין שומס אין את זה לכם כל השרץ כל listen כל הנגיע בהם במויסם יתמעת העורף אם זה זה וכל הנויסו אצל חב סגולו אם זה לא זה זה it's not there if it says it's there if it doesn't say it's not there Kach gozoch mosis bo shmoy di bon shon stan so ul in ruftum ul ta i va de helme de tumme kan get transmitted with also with carrying not only with touching even the indirect with carrying but with kach de shrotzin tumme already get transmitted with touching and not with anything else. Now let's hear the next another parsha. Oh yeah, now I want to tell you a bit more. So I mentioned to you I was Moses Sanhedrin. Now I was another time Moses Sanhedrin. I went to Abattoir. I went to Abattoir, and the Sheikh is always Moses Sanhedrin, if I was, because if he shechs, often he gets a nevela, and then he moves and he touches it, there's Moses Sanhedrin. He's told me, you without touching, he touches it. I went from one room to another room in the abattoir, and there was a whole room full of dvorim acherim. They're hanging one next to each other, tens of pigs were there. And I had to squeeze myself through, and my shoulder touched one of the pigs. Noise is an Aveira. Noise does not mean to live. See here? Noise does not mean to live. If the Aveira is in one end, and I come and I release it, I let it go down, or I push it up, that's also called Noise. That's part of Noise. So as long as I'm here and I'm arranging the Aveira to go up or down, this is also a Tumah, how to become Tumah. Yeah, sure. So a person like me who goes and looks at that animal on the way, he becomes Tumah Noise Anavela. Shoichet also, can you tell me, anybody who's here in this room, do you think you have ever been a Noise Anavela? Do you think you have ever been a Noise Anavela? Obviously, in the Ashkof, you should say, me? Ich took Anavela? Never in my life. And I can guarantee you, as most of you, have been Noise Anavela. And for this, I've got my shopping trolley, imported specially. Can you see this shopping trolley? So it was I'm going shopping in Tesco, and those things you can't buy and help them, you know. I shop in Tesco, or in the Amgad branch, not in Wales and not in Chandutna. So there you go shopping, not in the latest. So you go shopping there, and next to you is a guy goes shopping. He also goes shopping. I mean, yeah, he's got the right to go shopping. Now is my shopping bag. It's a free new shopping bag. Oh, yeah. Now, you go with your bag, or we go with your trolley, even without the trolley, you can't get through. So you squeeze through, yeah? Squeeze through. You squeeze through, so you move this shopping trolley. Now, what do you find in the shopping trolley? Let's have a look what we can find in here. You can find a tray of chicken wings. Chicken bones with a bit of meat on it. And it says a hechsher on it. See the hechsher? Of course. Tesco. T-E-S-C-O can spell Nun Beis Lamed Hey. The same spelling. Navela. Yes, you don't find new stuff. But I couldn't have a most of you, sir. See? You don't know. So Navela, when I first said this year, that was a toner. I said, wasn't the Tesco Wegele, there was a few chickens, or part of a chicken, and by me pushing it, I was noisy as an Aveira, so I was a noisy as an Aveira, I might happen to all of you. Somebody came to me after she and said, sorry, that's not right. We learned in this week's Sedra that if you carry, even if you touch a dead chicken, they attack the cost of the chickens. That's complete, that's no simon at all. I found it. This is a kosher and a kosher bird. I had another kosher bird. Oh here. Another kosher bird. Two kosher birds. They're commonly available. This is a bit more difficult. That kachka, a duck, and this is a chicken.
Not all ducks are kosher.
Pardon?
Not all ducks are kosher. The black beaked
ducks.
Some ducks are not kosher.
No, all ducks are kosher, but some ducks are not really the meat
of a Messiah. You say black beaked are not
kosher? It could be. And you have to look through the Sedra and learn the Simonim and have a Messiah, then you can know exactly which one is kosher, which one is not kosher. So these are the kosher birds. A bird is different. But bird doesn't give you much Simonim. Take us a few simonim tumen. The Torah says 24 minima tumen. So it follows all the others that are not part of 24 akosher. That's the case. But by ocean, it's the opposite way. By the animal, it says 10 akosher. And all the hundreds of other animals or mammals are not kosher. The Torah picks out the smaller one. And here the Torah picks out the tmeim, 24 minima tumen. You will listen tomorrow in Kirsat Torah. All the 24, I wonder how many people know it by heart, the 24 is part of the Torah. I don't know why we are not used to learn it. What are the 24 birds that are Tomer? Who can take a pen and paper and write icon, all the 24? That will be sure it's part of the Torah. But these two are not in the 24, and therefore they are kosher birds, providing them a service. If you go in the farm, in the countryside,
And you see the organic eggs, duck eggs, they'll be bigger, be more expensive. You should not buy them because we need the Messiah. Chickens are all the chickens we have. It's assumed that it's the Messiah and we eat the right chickens. We've got the big tumor and so the chickens are not going into it. We assume our chickens are the real, the enkele, the urenkele from the original chicken. They're the same meat, same species, and therefore the Messiah that we had the chickens 100 years ago still goes into these chickens. We assume so. But with the duck, it's a few that we have got in the soil, but you just have a duck egg. Duck. Abbas. No, Abbas goose. No. Abbas. Behind this. Barbas. Barbas. It's a young one. I found this week or last week. I found this one. So go to Mitzia. Because the big one was too heavy to take with me. She's tight. Sure. Long of white again. So it followed. If we say a dead cow and a dead sheep and a dead goat, I know you say I was the god of. If I push the regular with this veil, I'm tomed. It tells us no. Again, chokhmoso is bora. It's not mentioned since we said that I told the fairish only with the drosha. If you eat the chicken, if you eat an available chicken, you become tomed. It's only with tama here, not with touching and not with carrying. But then I continue to look what's in this veil. And it was a piece of meat, a tray of meat, that's beef, that was on his tray, again with a extra stamper. Oh, now I'm talking to him. If I kick his regular, and he had a little bit of beef on it, or sausage, whatever he has got on it. You become Toma Noises on the Veiler, because you carry it in the Veiler. So we still can have to all of you. Why not? Don't need to go to the abattoir, you don't need to play around with dead animals. You have a dead animal here in the tray. And that dead animal, if he gets pushed by a yeast, he becomes Toma. But that is part of the Thomas.
If you've got a piece of meat, that has been
in a cassette
within 72 hours.
No, it's only blood. No. Now, there's a chiddush. Now, I tell you another chiddush. No, well, I'll come to you. Now, one more chiddush, we have time. What time we finish? 10 to?
Yeah,
I tell you another chiddush. We read the parsha, the end of Shemini. It says, Yom, who's been up ahead of me for behemoth dies. Ashihi lochem lo'ochlo, which one? Either a giraffe and his other son, or a goat, or a sheep, or a bull. Or one of them, there's the bone, is his leg. So then it's the din, and again we lost it, my dog. How come we lost it? You have a noise, and he lost it, it happens for God. If you carry it, you have to wash your hands. There is another passion, straight after Shishi. And there it says, similar. It says, the verse. Is it so you flew? Ule'ene titamo. Kol anegev im lo nitzmat ov, kol anezim lo zuchab zgob tome at ov. Who? When you become tome, when you carry or you touch the nevela, l'chol abeheim asher im afres es paso, v'shes ha'ein no shoysas, it has not split tubes, u'geiro eineno malet, mei v'hem lochem, Kol anegei Abraham mitmo. It's another passion. How about baby tmeir? If baby is not kosher, it's a baby tmeir like one of those, because they are not mafris passer. And they are not malageo. Oh, one of the 20 and a half, the chazir and the shedar nevis, and the rabbit, and the gomel, and the chazir, and the nevis and shofar, and those, the eight have no simon. Or they have only one simon. It's what they told us in the veil. Is that it? If you carry it, you are Toma with the begotten, and if you touch it, you are Toma without the begotten. What need two passes for? Animal is an animal. What do we need two passes for? After Shishi is one pasha, he talks about non-kosher animals, and after Shvi, it's another pasha, Ashahilachem la'achlo, from the kosher animals. Why do you need two passes for? Are they not the same? Look, it was exactly the same. And Negea is the tumor. Which tumor? Tumor's maga for yourself, not for your clothes. And then it's got the tumor's muscle. It's for yourself and for your clothes.
shoes, and your glasses, and your, we still it's called clothes, yeah? And your watch. So what's the chilik? There is, in some prints, a Rashi in brackets. And Rashi asked the question. I said, one difference. You see, we said, if you have a bit of sheep, and it's dead, then you are tomer. Now, why do you go to the butcher? He lifts off the shelf, he has got a sheep,
ribs,
whatever, you take a bit of sheep, you're not tomer. What's the chilek? The shechita helps. If this animal had to cause you a shechita, no more tumor. Even if it's like this one, which is a proper treifer, now look what happened to it. Look what happened to it. It's a treifer. The foot came off. That's a treifer. You can't eat that one. But nevertheless, if you shecht it, the tumor goes away. Even by treifer. Not because you can eat it. You can't eat it. It's treifer. Streifer! It depends, right? Not so sure. I'm not going into it. Kubi needs to be a bit higher, probably. I think in that place, not Streifer. Okay. But probably a bit higher. Even if it's a treifer, it's got a hole in the lung. Or something wrong with the shedra, with the chuta shedra, with all the youth chest treifers, there are 18 different kinds of treifers. Even if you have a treifer, which happens to one of those, the din is, it's taka also to eat it, but if you shecht it, the shechita helps. And it's not the way, man of Kimina, you don't become tomer. So even if you in the abattoir, you touch or you move an animal that was found to have a hole in the lung, it's treifer, but you're not tomer. You're not tomer, it's an avela. What's the difference between treifer and avela? Avela wasn't shechted properly. Something wrong with the shechita, the knife wasn't, had dents on it. Or you didn't shecht enough. Or you shot it, then it's an availer. But if it was shechted properly, then it takes away the din availer, and it takes away the tumor. But if you take, that's the parsha, the end of the Shemini. And the parsha at the beginning of Shishi is talking about an elephant Moshe. Oh, it's talking about the rhinoceros, any one of those, which are behemoth tumeyas. There is also tumas maga and tumas masa. But here, shechita doesn't help. If you shecht the elephant, if he lets you, if you shecht the elephant, it still has much nevela as before. Because that what shechita takes away the nevela is only with the kosher species. That's why it's two pouches. The answer says, Ashahilo chenlo achlo. The animal that you're allowed to eat. The animal that you're allowed to eat is nevela bad, conditional, that you didn't shecht it. Beginning of Pashishi says, Pemashe, and it's not my pitas and not my alligator. Those animals are nevela even if you shechted it. Should be zoicher, that's tine tum of tal, that's also on fish. Your fish is up to the morning. Fish has got fish. Fish has to be
mapped
his partner. Fish has to have fins. Fins and scales. But there is that. This is a fish. Then you can buy it in Holland. This is a fish, which is called a mackerel in America. This is a mackerel. And if you search in this mackerel, you can see it's a mackerel. It has got. I think it has on fins, but it has no scales on it. You can search all around, you will not find one scale. Why is mackerel kosher? Mackerel has got no fins and no scales, and maybe it has got fins.
That's not fins.
In the water.
The answer is. You just be careful. David, hold the legs. Hold the legs. So the answer is that this mackerel in the water has got scales on it. As this comes out of the water, it uses the scales.
There's still someone.
Well, even if not, it's kosher. And the other fishes, even however small they are, you have got a few flats here. Here, little fishes. How big they are. Oh. Look at this, a little fish, it has got scales on it, it has got here little fins, and that's why it's a kosher animal, it's called brats. It's a kosher animal, however small it is, it has got the simoni, it's kosher to be eaten. It should help, you should always find kosher behemoths, there should be no problem with the among the species, there should be no problem with the layer, no problem with the paper.
we should eat kosher zaksa.